Well, good evening. So glad you could join us Sunday night here, 760 WJR, and of course, on our streaming platforms. What is it, Rieger? Facebook Live, YouTube, right? Always want to give a shout out to everybody. A few big weeks coming up here. Not only do we have the Open coming up next week, the Open.
T-H-E-E-E.
Not to be confused with the. It's the.
Exactly.
It's a shout out to those Buckeye fans out there. But we've got the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational coming up. I know WJR will be out there. Guy Gordon and I will be out there Tuesday morning, as a matter of fact.
Looking for two caddies. They need two caddies.
Are you kidding me? Sign me up.
Need two caddies. Through Saturday.
I heard what you guys were paying. Are you kidding me? No, Guy Gordon and I will be out there for a special edition of the Paul W. Smith Show. And of course, we are, just creeping up every day is another day closer. Really 16 days away from the festivities. While the tournament doesn't start for, 18 days, the festivities start out here with the Rocket Mortgage Classic at the Detroit Golf Club. The 26th through the 31st, of course, Championship Sunday, we will be out here. So lots of big stuff coming up. Lots of stuff coming up on the show. We're going to check in with Chris Chandler, the executive director of the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational. That, of course, coming up next weekend at the Midland Country Club up there in Midland, about 2 hours away. We have a special guest here as well, and there's a reason for that. Our sister station, New Country 93.1, Goose is in the house. Of course, he's on in the morning with Renee. I've known Renee a long time, just a sweetheart. Goose is going to be in with the guys next week. I'm not going to be here. I apologize to you guys, but
offense, but I don't think they trust us.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we
have one drop button. They don't have three.
We're not. We're not very good, but we've been doing it for a while.
So, Goose, are you a country guy? Do you listen to country music?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Hey, there's a big concert going on downtown right now.
Motor City, man. This is rocking.
It's the Def Leppard.
Def Leppard tonight. Real music.
I'm going to sound really – do they still do that hoedown? They had a hoedown here. Do you remember the hoedown, how big it was?
It was a big deal.
It blew my mind.
I mean, we had concerts down there at Hart Plaza. Yeah. I go down there all the time. Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
It was awesome.
Crazy, right?
I'm telling you, we got to have concerts here for the event, Rocket Mortgage.
Yeah, where is Marshall, make a phone call. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
We suggested it last week with Mr. Langwell. Maybe it's down in the pipeline.
With all the stages out there,
there's a lot of room. Yeah. That range area.
The range area would be the way to go.
A bunch of maniacs out on the golf course probably would be a no-no.
It seems to be the trend these days.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, yeah, it's craziness. Who cares? Right?
Faster Horses. Yeah, that's Marcero's Faster Horses, another big event.
Yeah.
I think that's out like.
What's Faster?
My kid's going to that one. I think it's next week.
What's Faster Horses?
It's this big country event.
Give it time. We'll have it here at the Rocket Mortgage.
Marshall, help me out. It's huge. Yeah.
There's some big K-pop band tonight too. I was told by my daughter. So I don't know what's going on.
Wow, we are dating.
I'm clueless. Mike, what's going on in Mike's world over there? Keep it down, Mike.
Mike's. I can see the wheels turning. Yep. He's thinking to himself, "Who can play the Rocket Mortgage Classic?" That's what's going
trying
on.
Trying to figure it out.
Outstanding. Good stuff. So Goose will be in next week talking about the Open. In the meantime, you know, there's so many things going on. First things first, I want to get into this. Condolences certainly go out to the family of Ken Devine. I know you sent this today, Jordan, in our little group chat that we have. Mike, I know that you knew Ken really well. I wanted to give each of you guys an opportunity. This was a giant in our state. Make no mistake about it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Brian kind of got me introduced to Ken way back in the day when we played a lot of stuff up north. And Brian knows a lot more of the background and how he kind of saved, let's say, the PGA in Michigan for golf and with the Detroit newspapers and Frank Vega and all that. And he was instrumental in what I knew is what was such a great section for golf. And, you know, it still is today. So, Ken, great guy, and he'll be missed. He did a lot of things for golf and for us professionals here in Michigan.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, I will always remember our times that Mr. Devine would come up to Boyne, and he started the Tournament of Champions with Mr. Kircher.
That's true, yeah.
And spending a lot of time with us as young professionals. And, it meant a lot to me when he'd always call me and say, hey, let's go have lunch. What do you do?
Yeah, I met Ken. You know, I knew Ken long before the Michigan PGA. He was an XEA sales rep. First flight, first of all, back in the 70s, early
first
70s.
Flight.
Yeah, first flight. So Ken has always been connected with the section. And he took, I don't know if he thought I was a project because I was a hothead and, whatever. I was notorious for getting fined and back in the day. And Ken kind of took me under his wing and said, okay, this is how things are going to go in this section when I'm ED.
Sit down, kid. It.
Yeah, sit down, sit kid. Down, exactly kid. What he did. So, so I had a lot of admiration for Ken and the way he ran business with the Michigan PGA. He developed relationships, obviously, with the Bear, obviously with Kircher, the big one, and then with Frank Vega, the newspapers. That was a big deal, and the pro-ams and the parties and he cultivated those relationships really well for us. And like Jordan said, he really made the section move forward, through some couple tough years. But, he rolled with an iron fist, and I think that's what we needed at the time. And I'm thankful, a lot of my championships back in the 90s and early 2000s are because of Ken Devine, because of my behavior, and he kind of said, you can't act like this because you're not going to be around.
Now I'm the one that's telling them that.
So anyway, I'm grateful, and he'd be missed. And
he was fun to hang out with.
He was a
cigar guy. Guy's liked to guy. Have a
you'd
nice
say
cocktail.
It's a guy's, my wife hates that, the guy's guy, type of guy. But you know what? And that was kind of the pro-ams, and he had the two ladies run the pro-ams for us that were just – they were sold out every year, the Michigan Open, the Tournament of Champions.
Yeah.
And then we had a PGA program there for a while. Yeah. It was a big rock and roll time for the Michigan section back then, and forever grateful for Ken.
Yeah, condolences certainly go out to really the entire community, and not just his family. But Mike, as you were 87 years old. Man, isn't it funny? When I was younger, you told me 87 years old. I don't want to live that long. Now I sit back and go, that's awesome, dude. I'd love to hit 87.
Now what do we say? That was a good run.
Yeah,
that's a good run.
That's
a good run. Yeah, it's like, God dang, 87.
That's great. All right, lots coming up. Obviously, we have to talk about the Scottish Open as well. BC said, in case you missed it, I'd love to get Jordan and Mike's thoughts on this. BC said, one of the top 10 tournaments of the year, or in the year now, right?
Yep, I think so. Yep.
I think that's a great talking point. I have to ask you guys about this Greg Norman stuff because I don't get it. Actually, I do get it, but I'm going to pretend like I don't get it because it works better for the show. No doubt about that.
Stay close to the butt.
So, as I mentioned, Chris Chandler, the executive director of the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational, will be joining us about 7:32 as well. Really looking forward to seeing the ladies up there. 72 hole stroke play tournament, 72 two player teams, $2.5 million purse, and Midland area is beautiful. Looking forward to heading up there as well. But it is break time here. So glad you could join us on a Sunday night, wherever you may be. We are right here on 760 WJR. Well, really about 16 days away from all the festivities out here at the beautiful Detroit Golf Club. Speaking of which, we will be back here tomorrow morning with the Paul W. Smith Show. Hope you can give us a listen from 6 to 9. Well, not all you guys.
I'll be texting.
Me and Paul and Ann and the gang in the morning will be out here. Paul W. Smith, of course, having his golf outing tomorrow.
Nice.
Always giving back to the community. 19th year. Isn't that crazy?
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. 19th year. So we'll be out here tomorrow for that. Yeah. Looking forward to that. And of course, we'll be out here the week of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. A lot of the shows on WJR and all of us, I think.
Maybe.
Maybe. if some people are going to be in town, some may not, but we'll be out here for a couple hours, kind of the joint sports wrap spin on golf under the spin on golf umbrella here on the 31st, right? Which is just that's 3 weeks away. Yeah, it was a lot of fun last year. Yeah. It really, I was telling Mike couldn't make it last year. Do you remember how steamy it got? We had that rainstorm.
Oh, rain. That's right. We had to put up a little curtain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We might have to do something like the turducket or something special again. Remember the first year? I don't think you were here, Sean. But we had, remember Goble? Gobes got
the beer.
The beer from the gentleman who owns the
brewery.
The brewery here. Right. And we gave, we gave the winner.
Langley.
Yeah.
We brought ice cold beer in a mug out to him, and he drank it right on our show.
Yeah, he's
right
like, "Is this for me?" He's like, "This is for me."
He goes,
"Wham!"
This is for you. I go, "Yeah, you're the champion. You better drink it."
The winner of the Stein. I like that.
He goes, "Am I allowed to drink online?" I go, "Or on radio?" Absolutely.
We didn't Marcero. Let's get Marcero. Yeah. Marcero, can you check with legal on that?
No, it was awesome.
I like the idea of that though.
You got to come up with
you
something.
Give the winner the Stein, right? You get to drink from the championship.
Well, that
Stein.
Comes right out of Marcero's budget. It's perfect.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely. It does. Yeah, absolutely. Scottish Open. Xander is
hung on
two in a row.
Yeah, he's on fire.
You know, it's so funny that Mike, we were talking in sports rap. It was brutal.
Yes.
I mean, it was typical what you think Scotland weather. And then today was like zero. Like here.
And the scores were high yesterday, right?
It was perfect. And he played his worst round of golf today in perfect weather. It's tough to win.
You brought up a point, and this is where we can tie Jordan in. You brought up a point when you guys went there a few years back. You said you would be surprised it's not as bad as you think.
Right.
Is it adjustment? Is it, okay, now I know what it is and I know how to deal with it. But can you expound on that? Because, listen, in your head, you're thinking to yourself, oh, my gosh, I'm going to shoot 200. This is going to be the worst day ever. Well, is it like a period of adjustment? How would you explain it?
I don't think so. You know, we played probably the worst golf course to come off. We come off the plane, you know, fly all night, come off the plane, and we play Muckar, which is like this, you know, and we're hitting in the fescue every hole. But you know what?
We were in it straight, but it was going in the fescue.
Yeah, it goes in the fescue because the place is so tight, so tiny. It's right around inside of Royal Aberdeen. And you know what? After a while, you're like, you know, I'm not going to make any worse than a bogey out here, right?
Well, I think if you haven't been there and you go there, the first day you go, it's an adjustment. And I mean, even for us, I mean, we know what we need to do. It's whether we want to do it or choose to do it. So you start hitting second shot or different shots as the round goes on and adjusting on the fly. And then by day two, you're accustomed to hitting certain shot. And then you start hitting those shots, and that just becomes norm. Now, when we were there, the weather was perfect.
Yeah, we had good
weather. I mean, I didn't even bring enough golf shirts because I figured it was going to be crummy, and I had to buy a couple golf shirts. We were there for like 5-6 days.
You know,
it was so nice.
Everybody's thinking that, well, you know what? I've got to play golf a different way. Well, yes, you do in certain aspects. If it gets windy, if it's fast and firm, you have to play golf differently. And you know, I played over there as a young kid with my family, and my dad would say, you know, good wedge shots are 20 feet. You know, we're spoiled Americans. The ball greens are soft, boom, boink, 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 spin the ball near the hole. You know what? Sometimes a good wedge shot from 100 yards is 20 feet, all you can do, which hopefully we see at the Open this
week. A lot of putting and hybrids and different stuff from around the greens and a little like
rounders,
in-out-round pinch jumpers and runners. And a lot of people don't know how to hit those shots.
Right.
People are just perplexed when we teach them that stuff around the greens. It's like, what are you talking about? Like, we hit these shots all the time.
And yeah.
Like, everybody wants to go out steep. And it's like, you can't hit shots like that all the time.
Mike, you were telling me your experience there, the longest drive of your life. Huh?
Yeah, it was nuts. We played the old course the first time I ever played it, and it was 60 mile an hour winds. And my caddy says, Mick, if it was the Open today, they wouldn't be playing because I'd put my ball on the green and just roll around. It couldn't stay on the green, but we didn't care. We just played.
Absolutely.
You're there at
that's cool.
St. Andrews to play.
That's a cool place.
Hit a very long drive.
I do
drive
have to go to St.
Five.
Andrews. I haven't been there yet.
Oh, it's so much fun.
What hole did you hit it on? Five. Did you say? Yeah.
Par five. Yeah, I hit it. We're looking for my ball. The other guys hit, looking for my ball. Like, must have lost my ball. And we just kept going
over the humps and bumps, and you find it, right?
It was way farther than I usually hit a drive.
What a cool place.
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt here and change the topic, but I see your boy Sean O'Hare finished tied for 8th.
The quitter.
And you know what I thought was when I texted you guys earlier this week that what was the kid's name that pulled out of the Barbasol?
Oh,
Grayson.
Yeah.
Again.
Grayson Murray.
Did again.
I know he might be nominated this week, but
But I think he should be nominated for LIV.
The story, Sean O'Hare, when you played with him at Kiowa,
right,
with about 3 holes to go.
Oh.
He was kind of not playing well, and he got in close to the bunker and hit a shot, and he could have tweaked his, but he just disappeared. And I'll never forget, we get up to the green or the next tee box, and Sung Yil No, who was playing great that week,
yep,
he goes, where's Sean? And BC goes, he's sayonara, bye bye.
And then my little peanut gallery's over there, quitter. Quitter, they're quitter. Chanting quitter.
And then Sung Yil No hit it about like 2 feet on the next, so he never said another one.
Yeah, the par three, yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great.
Good for him. He finished, I mean, you know, great player.
He's had a great year. I mean, he had a great career. He kind of faced down Tiger a few tournaments back in the early 2000s, and then Sean probably lived high in the hog because he made a ton of money.
He played good last week, too.
And in case people missed it, we were talking about this in the little thread that we have. Grayson got off to a great start, was 5 under, gave 5 strokes back in what was it, 3 holes?
Yeah.
Was it 3 holes?
That's it.
And then mysteriously, his back started bothering him, and he was done.
Yeah, I saw the Twitter feed, and I heard him walk off,
this guy.
And I heard the stop. And I'm like, oh, that felt so good. I loved it. I'm okay with that. What's everybody so jacked up about?
You know what?
Who cares?
Hey, you're fine. Get on with it. Who cares? You know what? Get on with it. Get on with it. It's okay. A different, you know what?
Throwing a club, but a good snap. I don't know. I'm okay with it.
I have a couple steel shafts.
Listen, this is a pretty special year now that I think about it, too. I mean, you are playing on arguably the two most famous courses in the same year. I mean, mm-hmm. It's St. Andrews and Augusta, right? Yeah. I mean, anybody else belong up there in your mind?
Well, it's happened before.
Yo, I know, but it's just like, I mean, it doesn't get
St.
any
Andrews
better than that, right?
150th?
Cool. This is probably as good as it gets.
Yeah.
I mean, the 150th.
150
golf tournament.
Yeah,
I mean, that's pretty cool.
That's a good run.
that's definitely a good run.
A good run.
I mean, just think, old Tom Morris was around
that's a marathon run,
right? For Tom Morris,
right?
Or young Tom? Young Tom died first. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna get out of the way right now. Anybody you're looking at?
Looking at all these pictures of people that might be 150 years old. On
I mean,
the wall
that's
in here.
I'm telling you, old is cool.
No, isn't it?
I really
totally
like
agree.
This room.
Next
totally
week,
agree.
Mike's got the odds up here. Let's see.
Yeah, you want to see the odds for?
I mean,
the
I don't know.
Open
I mean,
championship.
What do you think the top 4 favorites are?
Rory's got to be up there,
Rory.
Right?
Okay, yeah. Rory's 9-1.
Rory's 9-1. Rahm
Schauffele.
Is 11-1. Yeah.
Okay.
Now Schauffele. Now what about Scheffler?
Scheffler's 12-1.
What speed?
Thomas is 14-1. Yeah. Your defending champion Morikawa is 18-1.
Tiger's 40-1.
Fitzpatrick, your U.S. Open champion, is 20-1.
How can he be 20-1?
Will Zalatoris is 20-1. Xander Schauffele is 22-1. We've got Spieth 22-1, Lowry 22-1, Cameron Smith 25-1, and Cantlay 25-1.
Cameron Smith's high.
Yeah. I like him.
I mean, if it's sedate weather, I mean, if it's lay down weather, what's going to win? 20 under this week, Mike?
Yeah.
I mean, St. Andrews, you know.
Adam Scott.
Yeah. Chew it up.
60-1. Who knows?
Guess what? He's going to be wearing khaki.
I saw him.
Guarantee you.
He also wore it today, too.
That's the best.
All right. Break time here. Glad you could join us. Spin on Golf. When we come back, Chris Chandler, the executive director of the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational. Going on this week at the Midland Country Club. So glad you can join us. Gang's all here. Glad you are as well. Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Well, one of the common themes on this show the past few years is we have made a point to tell everybody you don't need to go anyplace else. There are plenty of great courses in the great state of Michigan, and there are great and I don't use that word lightly, great tournaments here in the state of Michigan as well. And our next guest knows a little something about a great tournament. Let's welcome in Chris Chandler, the executive director of the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational. That is going to be up at the Midland Country Club this week. Chris, I know it's been crazy, hectic, busy for you. Really appreciate you taking the time. Thanks so much for joining us. How are things going up there in Midland?
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me, guys. It's going great up here. We are ready. We probably saw 50-ish players out at the club today, this afternoon, come in and start practicing and playing. And we're ready for a big week.
You know, it's interesting. We were talking about this off the air, and my buddy Mike Fay said this is one of those weeks. It's a golf tournament, but there's so much more than a golf tournament up there. And obviously, we're going to keep it golf friendly, but you were telling us about what a special day Wednesday is to coincide with a special Midland resident.
Yeah, so Wednesday is the first round of tournament play. We're a Wednesday through Saturday here. Ladies go over to France for a major championship the week after us. So we give them Sunday to travel. But Wednesday, we are waiving every general admission ticket. So it's free for anybody to come out on behalf of Dow's 125th anniversary. We're celebrating this year. We're feeding everybody lunch. We've got merchandise for everybody, all kinds of stuff going on for families and kids. So yeah, Wednesday, totally free to come out to the tournament. Unbelievable that we're able to do this and host it for our community. So I'm hoping people come out and watch these players that we've got coming in.
How can you let the Korda sisters play together? That's not fair. Look at these teams. It's like McGuire.
What about Chatanaga?
It's like this isn't fair.
You've got yeah. Salas,
Mel Reed,
Kupchow. So they played together in the Solheim Cup.
I'm like, wait a minute. Look at these teams. I'm like, no.
We still got to play the game.
I get it, but man,
right?
Pretty good team.
Well, tickets, of course, can be purchased online at www.dowglbi.com or at the tournament admission gate. And, you know, one of the things, Chris, is, hey, it's great that you've got a situation where Wednesday is free day, but general admission tickets are only $10. You've got the Eat Great Hospitality Trail tickets for $45. Great golfers, great event, great prices.
Yeah, and I tell you what, guys, that $45 ticket, if you get a chance to come out to Midland Country Club, that includes lunch and a couple adult beverages and viewing in four different hospitality structures around the golf course. And if you've ever played Midland Country Club, the whole golf course sits on 96 acres. So it is tiny. So we've actually got the smallest golf course on the LPGA Tour and the largest clubhouse. The clubhouse is like 100,000 square feet. It's amazing. But the viewing in these suites, you know, you can see 2, 3, 4 holes sometimes from some of the hospitality venues. So that $45 ticket is a pretty fantastic upgrade.
Yeah, getting a lot for
it's
that.
It's a cool golf course.
You could buy 2 drinks for $45
at the PGA.
So, I mean, why would you even go there? Just go to this event. No, you can have your own little party.
Part of the ticket.
Just a reminder, all spectators, free admission on Wednesday in celebration of Dow's 125th anniversary. Tickets available at www.dowglbi.com. Once again, Chris Chandler, Executive Director of the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational, kindly joining us. Chris, I'd be remiss. I mean, you got one of the biggest names out there, period, end of story, in Annika. Tell us how that happened.
Yeah, this is pretty amazing and probably a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for people to come out and see her play in a regular, you know, LPGA Tour event again. So we're pumped that Annika has come in, and I think ticket sales are showing that too. They're going through the roof right now, which is awesome. But hey, we've been talking to Annika for about 5 years now, actually, about how great this event, you know, could be. It's a team format. It's kind of fun. You don't have to play, you know, all on your own. And it just happened to work out. Finally, you know, Madeline Sagstrom is a young Swede, up and coming, had played in some of the Annika Foundation events that she holds in Sweden. And they got to know each other through the years. And Madeline's like, hey, let's do this. And Annika with her, you know, kind of, it's funny, you talk to Annika and she's like, it's not really a comeback. She's not saying that word, but you know, she's playing in all these senior events. She's played in a couple LPGA events. So yeah, we're pumped to have her come here.
Chris, Jordan Young here. Any locals playing, kids, college kids, teams that are kind of a good story, or maybe just first turn pros?
Yeah, we've actually got two really good stories. So we host a qualifier here about 3 weeks ago. Actually, Suzanne Pedersen, who's a Dow ambassador and obviously one of the all-time greats as well. She was part of our qualifier as a host. And yeah, we had some young ladies win that host qualifier. So they're coming in. They're actually down from Clemson University coming in to play. And then another really cool story. So last year we held our qualifier, amateur qualifier here in the region, down at the Fortress in Frankenmuth. Mm-hmm. This girl wins, Lauren, ends up playing in the GLBI, first LPGA event she's ever played, goes off to Q school last fall, gets her tour card, first time going through Q school, and now she's back playing as a professional this year in the GLBI. Mm-hmm. So how cool is that?
That's cool.
Mike, I know you wanted to point out so much more than golf. There's a lot of things happening.
There's a lot of stuff we were just talking about. The first tee of Eastern Michigan is going to be hosting a clinic with LPGA professionals that will be giving it there. That's pretty exciting. What else did I want to say?
Veterans get in free.
Yes, military, veterans. And, yep.
It's always great.
Tickets in the meantime, again, www.dowglbi.com. Chris Chandler, Executive Director of the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational, kindly joining us. Just a reminder for people, 72-hole stroke play, 72 two-player teams.
You got some veterans on here. This is kind of cool. I mean, people that, you know, not quite my age, but people I watch quite a bit. I mean, I'm looking for Joanne Carter on here. Come on, let's bring on the
That's the next question, Chris. I mean, perfect segue. I mean, you got to be excited about this field overall, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you go down the list. Yeah, it's like, I mean, Kari Webb's coming back. You talk about, you know, somebody that's been on tour for a while. And then, you know, you mentioned some of the big names that Korda's play together. Gosh, they've got to be, you know, one of the favorites this year. The Jitanyagarn sisters play together. They've been, you know, amazing over the last 10 years, I'd say, Morian area. You know, Lexi's coming. I mean, you go down the list. It's like almost all the big names are coming.
I mean, 95% of the players, can definitely record. Vicky Hurst is playing. Holy cow. Yeah. Throwback time. Yeah.
Ton of Solheim players going to be out there. And if fans needed any more of an enticement to go to www.dowglbi.com, tell us a little bit about Autograph Alley. What a great idea.
Yeah. I mean, you guys know the LPGA players are just amazing to interact with. I mean, they're just so good with fans. And so part of the LPGA mantra is when they're done playing, if you set up an area for them to do autographs, they will stay and they will sign every kid's hat, shirts, you know, everything that they've got out there. So we set up an autograph alley right behind 18 green there. And it's a good spot for kids to come out and get autographs from players.
Where is it? Across the bridge there and right in the cart
path? It's actually on the same, right across the bridge, right behind the Diamond Club Suites there on 18. Oh yeah, so gosh. It's super easy.
BC, I'm going to give you the last word. Know what? I forgot. To ask Chris something.
I forgot.
You did?
It's gone. What? Yep. It's out. Number eight, number nine. Is number eight out of bounds? Or number nine out of bounds going up number eight?
Yes.
Because we always played it. Yeah,
okay. That's a local rule.
That was a cheater. You know, when we played the match play there. It was great.
Well, Chris, really looking forward to this. I know that we'll be up there Tuesday with the Paul W. Smith Show, both Guy Gordon and myself. Anything else you want to let fans know about DowGLBI.com? That's where they can go to get tickets. We'll give you the last word, sir. Anything else you want to say about this fantastic week?
Yeah, thanks, guys. Just tons of stuff for kids to do this week. We've got a giant STEM center that we've built out on course. The first tee's on course, so kids can putt-putt, hit balls. You mentioned Autograph Alley. Kids actually 17 and under get in free too. So with the ticketed adult. Hello. So yeah, and follow us on social media, Dow GLBI on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We've even got a TikTok now. I have no idea how to use it, but we've got a TikTok. So.
You ever heard of that, BC?
No.
Chris, continued success. I'm sure it should be a banner week. Once again, Chris Chandler, executive director of the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational up there at the Midland Country Club, DowGLBI.com. Best of luck to you, Chris, and I'm sure we'll talk sooner rather than later.
I'll find all you right. This week. Have a great week, Chris.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. We'll see you Tuesday.
All right, Chris Chandler kindly joining us here. We've got the final segment coming up, including the POW. Don't go anywhere. So glad you could join us. Spit on Golf on a Sunday night right here on 760 WJR.
Chris is still on.
I have the feeling, BC, that I'm going to lead you right into your POW, but I have to ask you the same question that I asked Mike Fay on the way here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And this for you too, Jordan.
So I can do an early POW then.
Right. Correct me if I'm wrong. When Greg Norman was playing, okay, he was kind of a beloved figure by everybody, right? Mm-hmm. Is that safe to say?
Everybody felt sorry for him because somebody would hold a shot or, right. Gomez or whatever. Yeah. He was liked.
He was,
I wouldn't say he was liked. Beloved, but he was a cult guy, like, people followed him and liked him.
He was the first guy that looked like an Adonis. You know, he had skinny waist, and he wasn't that big of a guy, and broad shoulders. He looked great.
The clothes, right?
Right.
Greg Norman clothes, right? He had the cobra
straw hat,
he had the
right?
hair and the accent,
King Cobra.
The hat.
Yeah, the whole thing. Right?
This week, I saw so many negative media pieces about Greg Norman.
There's that media again.
It made me laugh because I don't remember reading that during his playing days. And, of course, this leads into him being told not to come to St. Andrews. It'd be a distraction, all of that, even though he's a multi-time champion. And basically, and if you did a search, you could find him out there. There were multiple stories like this. Good, he shouldn't come. He's that. I don't remember hearing these negative things about Greg Norman
before.
It's
kind of like deja vu with Mickelson in the Masters.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel.
Yeah.
Now, I know it doesn't all align the same, but
it
kind of does.
This is such a pile of crap. Can I say that word?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
That one's safe with that.
Doo-doo.
Yeah, you're safe with that as well.
I mean, Spanish word. Anyway, so you know what? The guy won twice. I mean, these pompous jack, whatever you want to call them, don't have the respect to say that Norman wouldn't cause a commotion at the champions dinner, past champions.
Well, he should
dinner.
Go there as a past champion, not as the president or whatever.
Right, exactly. LIV they don't give him the respect. And Greg Norman would shut that off. He's going there as a past champion for the dinner, as a past champion. Period. They absolutely 100%. They didn't even give him the freaking benefit of the doubt. They didn't even do it.
Well, you've used a term the last few weeks that I thought of you as I was reading some of these pieces during the course of the week, in the back pocket, because where did all these articles come from?
Oh yeah,
it's almost like, far be it from me to suggest something like this would happen, but it's almost like somebody said, "Hey, Mike, Could you write an article and kind of bash on Norman? I'll help you out with something else down the line."
Someone in Detroit did it.
It's
also.
It's amazing to me.
I'm not going to say who it is, but it's the same guy.
I'm just kind of sitting back thinking to myself, where was all this Greg Norman is a bad guy stuff for, I don't know, the last 40 years?
I mean,
I don't remember hearing any of this. It's incredible.
He's not. He's not a bad guy. I mean, you can, there's people that we know are saying, well, this guy's just avenging the PGA Tour. It's all about just beating up the PGA Tour. I really don't think so, personally. And if he's got an Instagram with the PGA Tour, so be it. But I don't think someone's going to give him $2 billion just for the sake of, grinding an axe with the PGA Tour. I think it's bigger than that.
Well, if you're agitated with him about the whole live thing, that's one thing. But I was kind of surprised at some of the personal attacks this week. And there were a lot of them.
They're worried. I mean, you could do a simple Google search and see.
And we had McElroy backing off a little bit this week. He was a little bit softer than the LIV guys. Good for him. So he's
every
only
week
half
is
a punk.
Gonna change.
He's only half a punk this week instead of a full punk. Thomas still a full golem.
He's got the half punk signal.
He's got the half punk now.
He's a half a punk. But you go to the full punk, Mo. You're in. You're in
Justin
trouble.
Thomas. He's full.
Well,
punk.
We only have a couple minutes. So yeah, who's your who's your full punk?
Freaking RNA.
I got a good one.
I mean, come on. It's the RNA. I mean, give the guy a benefit of the doubt. You know, if he shows up there and it's a blank show, I didn't say it. I almost said it. Whatever. Poop show.
Doo-doo show.
Then then you know what? Ask him to leave. But you know what? Give the guy some respect. He's a two-time champion of the – and it's the 150th – I mean, this is a big deal. 150th
sure.
year of the Open Championship. RNA
at the home
of punk.
My punk of the week was Tony Romo fist pumping on 18 when he sunk the putt for birdie to get into the three-way playoff at the golf tournament of the day at Edgewood Country Club, the Tahoe, the whole deal.
Is that the California side or the other side?
That would be California side.
California side, okay.
And he ended up winning.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, over Pavelski.
He's not even a good announcer.
And the good. Pitcher, what was his name? I can't remember the pitcher.
Yeah, you sent that to
but
me.
But they went two extra holes. They actually bombed
it
down
wasn't
the middle.
Rick Roden. Rick Roden was always
623 yards. They all hit driver wedge on the par five last hole.
What?
Yeah. Crazy.
I know it's tough.
Pavelski hit it to
still.
Like 10 feet and missed it, and then he made it coming back. But yeah.
How good is Romo legitimately?
Well, he's not good enough to play in a nationwide.
I love when the guys say, this guy could play on tour.
Knock it off.
Are you kidding me,
Stop
Jimmy
it.
Roberts?
Stop
come
it.
On.
Don't even go there.
Are you kidding
no
me?
No chance.
Have you seen his routine?
Stop it.
I mean, he's
I can't stand when people say
he's
that.
You know what? He can't play in the U.S. Amateur. He can't play in the U.S. Open. He can't qualify for a U.S. Open. I mean, just stop. He can't get by first.
Put it this way. Open. I would play him. BC would play him.
Yeah,
Mike would play him. And we have no chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of no playing good. On the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
Well, no, Brian's played
NFC.
Yes.
A few events, but
no.
But yeah, no more.
Where are
no
we
more.
Going? what is this? What? I'll deal with you, Mark Cerrone.
Where are we going?
That
where
was
going?
So perfect timing, PC.
All right. Goose will be in next week. Mr. Rieger, thank you. Blake back at the station.
Goose isn't coming next
Ava,
week.
Ava, Jeff Marcero, Nick Roddy, of course, Chris Chandler. Make sure you check it out, the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational all week at the Midland Country
button.
Club. I'll talk to you again tomorrow right here with the Paul W. Smith Show at the beautiful Detroit Golf Club as we continue to hype up not only Paul's golf outing, but the Rocket Mortgage Classic right here on 760 WJR. Have a great night, everybody.